Grasshopper by Barbara Vine, read by Amelia Fox. Chapter 1. They have sent me here because of what happened on the pylon. Or perhaps so that I don't have to see the pylon every time I go out or even look out of a window. We've thought of selling this house and moving, my father said. Don't think it hasn't been in our minds. Still, you won't... He left the sentence unfinished, but I knew how he would have ended it. You won't always be here, he'd meant to say. A girl of your age, you won't live at home much longer. You'll be off to college or a job, a home of your own. And out of sight, out of mind, he meant too. Gradually people will stop thinking of us as the parents of that girl. They'll stop asking what kind of parents we were to bring up a girl who would do that, and they'll stop staring and pointing us out. Especially if you don't come home very often. Maybe they'll think you're dead. Maybe we'll tell them you are. That last bit was in my imagination. I'm not saying they wish me dead. They have my welfare at heart, as my mother puts it, which must be why they were so happy, happier than I've seen them since before the pylon day, when Max made his offer. The best they'd hoped for was a room in whatever accommodation the college had available, or for me to be the fourth girl in a shared flat somewhere. A whole flat to yourself, my mother said, and in a lovely part of town. I had a picture in my mind then of rows and rows of mock Tudor houses, striped black and white like zebras with pampas grass in their front gardens and Audis outside their garages. Daniel and I had seen plenty of them riding around the ring roads on his old Moto Guzzi. Our London was the outer suburbs, Waltham Cross and Barnet, Colindale and Edgware.